Welcome to the weekly hotspot, kink conversation, BDSM advice, insight from the worlds of distance domination and phone sex. We're your hosts, Mistress Delia, and I'm Ms. Olivia.
We have got something new and fun for you. We love your participation in our podcast. We want you to give us feedback. We want you to leave us blog comments, because we value and want your interactions.
So that brings me to something I want to know. Do you have a favorite one-night stand story?
It's with a woman? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Woman or man, do tell.
Yeah. I mean, back before I met Jack, my husband, it was actually just like 2 weeks before I met him. I had amazing sex once with this beautiful red-haired, curly red hair, big green eyes, creamy skin. Oh my God, she had luscious breasts and I sucked on her nipples for like forever. She had the prettiest pussy, just this pretty little landing strip of fiery red hair. It was gorgeous. And I dominated her. I used a strap on her. She ate my pussy for hours. She licked my asshole for a while. Oh, I had an anal orgasm. I really feel like I did. It was incredible. She was very skilled. And actually, through what she did to me, I learned some oral sex tricks. It was fucking hot.
And that was a one-night stand? Like, you didn't go back for more?
I know. Well, she was married. I met Jack just a week or two after that. And so I had this whirlwind romance going on and this brand new kink dynamic, which I was so fucking into. You know, right in the beginning when you get into a real relationship, a dynamic kink relationship. Oh my God. And I always intended to get back with her, but we just never did. So one night stand.
Ugh.
Yeah. She was skilled, man. She was skilled. Ugh. Now, what about you? Have you ever had a great one night stand, a favorite one night stand?
Ooh. Yes.
You tell.
So I happen to absolutely love what I call international sex. That's sex with people that are flying someplace out of the country or living someplace out of the country. And I know that they're not going to follow me back to the United States. So it's a real definition of one night stand. I was coming back from a hiking trip in Nepal. Landed in Singapore for like an 8-hour layover. And in Singapore, they've got these fabulous things to do for these extra long layovers. And they've got little rooms. So I went and I got my legs waxed. I got a mani-pedi. I cut my hair, washed and conditioned and trimmed. I threw away my grubby jeans and I went shopping. I got bra and panties. I mean, I just felt amazing. Then I went and I was sitting at the bar, met this guy from London, and I looked at him after talking for just a little bit. I said, "So, how long until your flight?" And he looked at his watch and he said, "I've got to head to the thing in about 2.5 hours. I said, "My flight is in 2 hours. You want to go to one of the rooms? And you can rent like a little cubicle. It's a sleeping cubicle." And so we rented a cubicle and we fucked for an hour and 15 minutes. And then I stood up and he looked at me and he goes, "What's your email? What's your address? How do I get in touch with you? I'll come visit you in the United States." And I'm like, "Nope, nope, nope. I like my one night stands in international sex. You don't know who I am and you can't follow me." Boom. Out I strutted.
Fuck. That's so hot. Uh-huh. That made me tingly.
Oh, I got to tell you, I slept really good on the way to the United States.
Bet. I bet. Oh.
That's an all-natural way to sleep on international flights. Have really great sex before you board the flight.
I'll have to take that tip into consideration before my next flight, though it won't be international.
Speaking of one-night stands, would you rather have a one-night stand with someone really attractive or someone really skilled in bed?
Without a doubt, the skill matters. I mean, moderately attractive, absolutely. You know, pleasing, sure, but doesn't have to be beautiful, but absolutely the skills rate for me. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Skills. Skills, hands down. Absolutely.
And now we are asking you, do you have a one-night stand story that you can share with us? Well, go to our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com, and leave us a message, a comment on this week's post. And then do what Mistress Olivia tells you to do next.
We know that a lot of people are listening via Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe to The Weekly Hotspot Podcast, like it, leave a review on iTunes. You will find this link and others in the full transcript of the episode on our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com.
You can also follow us on social media. On Twitter, I am at Mistress Delia. And Olivia is at Mistress Olivia 1. You can subscribe to and read our blogs. I am begformistress.com and Olivia is experiencedmistress.com. Feel free to drop us an email, Delia@enchantrixempire.com or Olivia@enchantrixempire.com. And remember, leave us blog comments on theweeklyhotspot.com each and every week. You never know what will inspire us to do a new show. Bye, everybody.
Bye.